Welcome to Bayou Garden on 89.3 WRKF. I'm Dan Gill with the LSU Ag Center. If you want to boost the color in your landscape now, don't let the heat stop you. Nurseries have an excellent selection of colorful bedding plants that will thrive in whatever heat the summer throws at them. These plants come in a variety of heights, textures, and colors, and their choice is suitable for growing in sunny as well as shady areas. You can replace bedding plants that have already played out, or you may have lost some of your bedding plants to insect or disease. Or you may decide that you want to brighten things up on your deck, porch, or patio with large containers or hanging baskets full of colorful bedding plants. It's generally worth the investment to plant warm season bedding plants as late as August, given that these plants will stay attractive in our gardens all the way until November. So this really gives you enough bang for your buck to make it worth planting them this time of the year. Now, when it comes to preparing the beds, be sure to remove any old bedding plants or weeds that may be in the bed. Turn the soil to a depth of about 6 to 8 inches, and then incorporate a few inches of compost and some fertilizer into the bed. This extra effort to prepare the soil really makes a difference in the performance of your hot weather bedding plants. Rake the area smooth after you've incorporated the fertilizer and compost, and you're ready to plant. Now, make sure the plants you purchase this time of the year are healthy, vigorous, and have been properly cared for at the nursery. Avoid plants that look wilted, leggy, have poor color, or show signs of insect or disease problems. This is not the time of the year to nurse struggling plants back to health. You need to start off with the highest quality plants you can find. Now, there's lots of choices for planting now. For sunny beds and containers in the sun, you can choose periwinkle, melampodium, alternanthera, angelonia, blue days, purslane, portulaca, pentas, verbena, and salvias, as well as sun-tolerant coleus, lantana, zinnia, and marigold. Now, in shadier areas, you can choose wonderful plants that like the shade, such as impatiens, Tyrrhenia, begonia, and coleus. I'm sure you're likely to find other great choices available at your nursery, and feel free to choose those as well. Mulch with an inch or two of your favorite mulch, and water the bed thoroughly once you've finished planting. The mulch is really important. It helps prevent weed problems, minimizes the watering that you're going to have to do, and helps keep the soil a little bit cooler. Watering is the trickiest part of planting this time of the year. You may need to water the bed fairly frequently, especially if you're not getting any rain, till the plants send roots out into the surrounding soil. So watch the plants carefully for wilting and water when needed. If you don't feel up to replanting entire flower beds, you can still plant containers, or even just make those flower beds look better. Remove the unattractive plants, mulch thoroughly to keep the bed free from weeds, and plant later on when the temperatures get cooler. This is Bayou Garden. I'm Dan Gill. Join us next week at this time for more on your garden. Podcasts of the show are available at wrkf.org.